A pair of scuffed Adidas sneakers saved Lego from bankruptcy. In 2003, the Danish toy giant was drowning, 30% revenue loss, crushing debt, and market research screaming that impatient kids no longer had time for tiny bricks. So Lego made pieces bigger, simpler, faster to assemble. Then an 11-year-old German skateboarder showed off his worn shoes, explaining how each scrape proved his mastery. That moment changed everything. Children don't lack patience, they lack things worth being patient for. Lego reversed course, made sets more complex, and by 2014 became the world's largest toy maker with over $2 billion in sales. The insight didn't come from algorithms analyzing millions of data points. It came from noticing one boy's pride in his beat-up sneakers, what global branding consultant Martin Lindstrom calls small data. While corporations worship at the altar of big data, the most transformative insights hide in refrigerator magnets, bathroom cabinets, and how someone arranges their shoes by the door. These tiny human clues reveal what spreadsheets never can, the unspoken desires driving our choices. Confined to a hospital bed at age 12 with a rare inflammatory disease, Lindstrom developed a superpower, noticing patterns invisible to others. He watched patients manipulate their voices when family visited, observed how nurses with heavier clipboards carried themselves with more authority. This forced observation period cultivated his ability to decode human behavior. Today, traveling across 77 countries, conducting subtext research, Lindstrom enters homes as a professional outsider, the only person who can see what locals have become blind to. In Japan, he discovered kitchens are sacred zones. Only married women may enter, yet 3/4 of Japanese men do the household shopping, a contradiction affecting every marketing strategy. A colleague once told him, "Danes have no structure in how they walk," something he'd never noticed despite growing up there. Even Google admits it knows little about what truly drives human behavior. The future isn't choosing between big data and small data, it's marrying them. Integrating online billions with offline truths found in medicine cabinets and ovens. Russia felt gray. Across 8 time zones in 10 days, Lindstrom sensed it everywhere, a pervasive grayness in landscape and spirit. Russians rarely smiled, often saying what they most enjoyed about other countries was seeing people have fun. Inside apartments, soundproof doors isolated families from the outside world. Women controlled domestic spaces, while men appeared disheveled publicly, their closets holding unworn fancy clothes hung by wives hoping to revive fading marriages. But the most revealing small data appeared on refrigerator doors. Every kitchen with children displayed 20 to 40 magnets at children's eye level, predominantly featuring freedom, escape, exotic destinations. They whispered, "There's a future ahead. You can do anything." Russian playgrounds confirmed the observation. Rope wear on swings appeared high near fasteners rather than seats, evidence that parents, not children, used them most. Russian mothers lacked what childhood represents: freedom, release, time. These magnets weren't decorations, they were prayers. Lowe's Foods, a struggling North Carolina grocery chain, couldn't compete with Walmart's prices or Amazon's convenience. Lindstrom noticed Americans lived under extensive, unacknowledged restrictions. Cotton swabs came with detailed instructions unimaginable elsewhere. Despite unprecedented safety, Americans believed crime was rising, their happiness diminished by comparing themselves to the entire world online. Most striking, community had vanished. No town squares, empty downtowns, declining church attendance. True communities form through conflict. Europeans comfortably demand the right cut of meat, and when people argue in markets, crowds unite. Lindstrom created a permission zone, allowing alternate emotional states. He built the Lowe's Chicken Kitchen with an employee wearing a chicken hat perpetually arguing with his rival at Sausage Works. Shoppers initially looked concerned before realizing it was playful theater. Huge crowds formed, and when chickens emerged from ovens, the chicken dance played. Every staff member participated, customers stopped shopping to dance. Ridiculous yet liberating. Sausage sales rose several thousand percent in 2 months. Chicken sales increased 120%. Big data never suggested building a sausage works. Small data did. In India, Lindstrom investigated why cereal was losing younger female buyers by examining the combustible relationship between mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. Each year, 8 million teenage brides marry men chosen by their parents, moving into homes where the mummy-ji controls everything: food purchasing, cooking, childcare. During home visits, daughters-in-law answered doors while mothers-in-law waited inside as symbolic rulers. The breakthrough came from spice boxes near every stove, metal containers holding vivid powders positioned to match the bright colors mothers-in-law wore in ceremonial photographs. They were the primary cooks, despite daughters-in-law's claims. Bedroom walls confirmed it. Mothers-in-law chose vibrant colors while daughters-in-law preferred pale cream. When both generations ranked colors from freshest to least fresh, they literally perceived the world differently. Mothers-in-law saw natural as vibrant cooking spices, deep purples, fluorescent yellows. Younger women, influenced by Western imagery and pollution concerns, unanimously chose green. Lindstrom's solution, dual color packaging. The bottom two-thirds featured rich, spice-inspired colors for mothers-in-law. The top third used natural browns and greens for daughters-in-law. Both generations could be attracted to the same product for entirely different reasons. Profiling Jenny Craig dieters, Lindstrom identified women aged 30 to 45 who engaged in ritualistic behaviors, checking horoscopes, buying lottery tickets, frequenting eBay. They sought control amid chaos, but losing 1 to 2 pounds weekly wasn't emotionally satisfying. The breakthrough came during an interview with Jan, whose son had died in military service. As she discussed her loss, she clutched a charm bracelet with an airplane charm representing him. This revealed how physical objects anchor emotional milestones. Lindstrom proposed giving dieters charm bracelets with meaningful beads, including a get-out-of-jail bead for weight gain setbacks. Consultants presented these using two hands, creating powerful emotional connection. The program halved attrition rates, propelling Jenny Craig to become America's top diet program. Similarly, iRobot research revealed Roomba owners named their vacuums and treated them like pets. The Roomba wasn't just a cleaning device, it was a toy, companion, identity marker. When engineers removed signature sounds like uh-oh and doot-doot, they stripped away emotional appeal. Restoring these sounds restored the product's soul. Despite our global population, only 500 to 1,000 truly unique people exist worldwide, divided by climate, rulership, religion, and tradition. Every culture's imbalances reveal subconscious desires. Identifying these unmet needs creates opportunities. In Brazil, Lindstrom found religious shrines replaced by branded beer bottles, leading him to create signature rituals for Devassa beer. For Tally Whale fashion stores, discovering girls wake at 6 a.m. to take 17 selfies seeking approval transformed retail spaces into theatrical environments with internet-equipped mirrors connecting to Facebook for real-time feedback. The future isn't choosing between big data and small data, it's understanding their dance. Big data reveals correlations, small data uncovers causation. Algorithms predict behavior, worn sneakers explain motivation. Behind every algorithm are human beings with desires that can't be reduced to ones and zeros. Worn sneakers, refrigerator magnets, and spice boxes hold truths no spreadsheet captures. Pay attention to small voices. Notice what's missing. See what locals cannot. Transformation comes from truly understanding one, not analyzing millions.